The gun debate continues in D.C. for another week. However, there is no vote on any legislation scheduled in the future in D.C. This while students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School are preparing to return to school this week. Staff and teachers are going today. They will be in on Wednesday. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
There's definitely some news on the gun debate front, though. It seems like the NRA and President Trump may be breaking a bit.
This is a big issue. The White House and the president have said that they support raising the minimum age to purchase a weapon from 18 to 21. And the NRA has come out very strongly against that, saying emphatically that this would infringe on the constitutional rights of law-abiding 18 through 20-year-olds. Now, the question will be, does the president put political pressure on the NRA? He says he's talked to officials there. He thinks they're great American patriots who want to do the right thing, but they have made it abundantly clear that this is a non-starter. So where does this go? It's not clear.
Karen, these stories break my heart just like everybody else, and I am skeptical that nothing will get done. However, these students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School are unbelievable. I saw one this morning on Morning Joe says he's not going back to school until Congress does one thing, passes one new law. Do you think these students can make a difference?
I mean, right now, if you look at the agenda for the House and Senate this week, they're not taking anything up. There's no indication that they're going to move forward on any of the gun measures that have been floating out there or anything new that has been proposed or talked about since the Parkland shooting a week and a half ago. The president has said that he speaks for Congress and that everybody in this town is ready to act, but there's no backing that up on the House and Senate side right now that they're willing to do that or ready to do it.
Does that mean the NRA's lobbying grip isn't slipping in D.C.?
I don't know if it's necessarily that or just, who wants to be the first one to jump off and make such a big statement and take a strong position on something. I mean, I think you're seeing, when you mentioned the students, like the amount of attention that they've been able to drive to this issue on social media through interviews that they've been doing. They have made this the headline for the last 10 days, and that's very different than what we've seen in the wake of previous mass shootings where, of course, there is news, and of course, it's a big story for a few days, but the sustainability of something, and I think that has been, for now, driven entirely by these students being out there front and center. Perhaps that signals a tide shift and that there is a difference, and there are lawmakers who feel political pressure because of how much of an issue they're making this.
Karen, I feel like I pay pretty close attention to this too. It seems like business is now jumping into this gun debate a little bit. United Airlines, mm-hmm. Delta saying they're not going to give these discounts to NRA members. So maybe the business community can make a push as well?
Perhaps, but, I think ultimately it's going to be what maybe the members of the NRA push their leadership to do. If you have enough people who say, I'm a hunter, I'm an avid sportsman, but I think there should be limits, then maybe that propels leadership in Washington to act.
Also over the weekend, as if you don't mind if I switch subjects here, the Democratic memo that has actually been released, although in a redacted version, President Trump has already called it basically a nothing. But what's the rest of D.C. saying about this?
It was released over the weekend, and the Democrats say that the White House, the Republicans did that because they thought it was, strong rebuttal to their original memo, and that's why they didn't want it to be a big headline. So you kind of bury it with a Saturday release. I have to say, it has not generated as much attention as the Nunes memo. The story's been going on for so many weeks now. We were sort of knew what the Democratic memo was going to say, rebut everything in the Republican memo. It was released. Lawmakers will come back. They'll get asked about it, but I think they'll just move on.
Melania, Trump was supposedly going to speak today. Do we expect anything out from her?
I'm not aware of that. I'd have to look.
Well, we'll definitely have to look up more on that. But in the meantime, thank you very much for your time this morning, Karen.
Thank you.
As ABC News correspondent Karen Travers talking on the gun debate and, of course, the Democratic memo, which was finally released over the weekend.